Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 13th day of September 2012. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us to give us his take on election 2012 and beyond and talk about his new book, Democrips and Reblublicans. Governor Ventura, always great to have him on, is going to be joining us coming up today. We're also going to have open phones here, ladies and gentlemen. Throughout the broadcast on the state of the world. I mean, you can call in about whatever you want, but if you don't call in about the fact that the globalists are trying to gear up World War III right now to cover the engineered financial collapse, see, they're taking over economically, but politically they need a war, a global war, a multi-region war, as a political distraction to get people to rally behind the ongoing takeover. War is the health of the state, and all the analysts, all the journalists, all the researchers, all the economists, all the historians that we've had on, from Webster Tarpley to Chris Hedges to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to myself to congressmen like Walter Jones, they all agree the system wants to start a new giant war as a political smokescreen. And who is the system? It is the six global megabanks that control the issuance of currency and credit, and who have created mega trillions, $1,500 trillion dollars plus, and gotten governments to sign on to it. And then the media runs this Decepticon operation where they say, oh, this is your debt. And a small percentage of it is our debt, upwards of 15 and a half, 16 trillion. The U.S. Amount 3 years ago in the Washington Post. I was surprised the Washington Post came out with this because it mirrored Tarpley's numbers that he'd come up with a year before that of $644 trillion of the 1.5 quadril, 1,500 trillion. So the derivatives are $644 trillion and growing. Since then, they've been leveraging out even more. It's probably 800, 900, who knows, just our quote share. It's probably over 2 quadrillion now or more globally. Those are conservative numbers, very conservative numbers. So you've got $644 trillion, probably 800 trillion now, 800 trillion with a capital T as tyranny, sitting there telling us that it's our debt when we owe 15 plus trillion to the bankers. And it's, oh, my gosh, our deficit's real big. Oh, our debt's real big. Oh, our trade balance. Ooh, ooh, bad. Folks, none of that means anything compared to the 1,000-plus trillion the world has been signed on to, and the fact that if the dollar starts to go into a faster decline, it's already declining. But if it accelerates that decline, as it's starting to do, and, boy, it will when they just have continued quantitative easing, they're saying, hey, we promised you no QE3. We're just going to have ongoing quantitative easing. So now it's QE3 and beyond. When that starts to kick in, Katie, bar the door. And if they don't do that, you'll just have an implosion of the economy and stagnation. So instead, they'd rather have stagnation and inflation, stagflation, or hyper-stagflation. The point is, we are headed into a situation where, you know, A, we're thrown into the fiery furnace, and B, we're thrown off the cliff. So it's kind of like you want to fall off the cliff. That takes a little while to drop off the cliff with the hyperinflation. Or do you want to just be thrown right into the white hot fire? I tend to think the white hot fire is better because that's not what the bankers want, and it will bring all this to a head very quickly. Instead, they're just going to keep strangling us like a baby in the night with a pillow, very quietly. Oh, this won't take much longer, instead of having an out in front of God and everybody else. So, we're going to break down the bedlam in the Middle East. We told you it was coming, and a lot more straight ahead. Big show lined up today. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer is only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is so good to be here with you today. I'm so honored to be speaking to millions of my fellow humans, not just here in the United States, Canada, Mexico, but into Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Asia, Latin America, all over the world. From Antarctica to the Marshall Islands, people are listening to this worldwide transmission. And I, again, am extremely honored to be your host on this live Thursday, the 13th day of September, 2012 transmission. Again, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to break down election 2012 and all the bedlam in the world. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today. Now, I'm going to open the phones up throughout this hour and with Ventura and into the third. I'm going to try my best to get to your calls in between all the news. But I would specifically, because we don't screen your calls except, you know, when I say on air that, hey, I'd like you to call in on this subject because it's the big subject. We need to focus on it. We've got a lot of other news to deal with, some good news, some bad news, some ugly news. But obviously, you've heard our guest on this show and myself predict the October surprise to stir up the jihadis and to put al-Qaeda into all these countries and then to have the globalists who control them. Not America, but the globalists who are also embedded inside our government, have them start murdering U.S. personnel and U.S. troops and European personnel and troops all over the world. They can punch a button, and Al-Qaeda and other jihadi squads that have been allowed to operate in all our countries will start bombing things. And then that will be used to take all of our liberties. You see, people think it's America versus Iran, or it's Europe versus Syria, or no. It's global mega bankers financing all sides for conflict and bedlam so they can destroy once free societies. And again, before I get into this news, it's something a child can understand. Whenever Revenge of the Sith came out 10 years ago or whatever it is, time flies, I guess it was about 7-8 years ago. Guys, look up when Revenge of the Sith came out for me, episode 3 of the cheesy Star Wars prequels. Not really a fan of those films, other than the fact that they have important archetypes in them, but you have a senator on a little-known planet who finances a group to attack his planet over trade deals, came out in 2005, so 7 years ago. And then he uses that to become prominent in the Senate. Then he finances groups, terrorists, to attack the home world, what is it, Coruscant, as a pretext to then say that there isn't enough of an army, there isn't enough of a police state to stop the terrorist attacks. And so then he abolishes the old republic, basically using that, and then hunts down the old police force and wipes them out. Now, when the movie came out, the media all over the place said, we don't understand the plot. We don't know what this means. And George Lucas did interviews from the Cannes Film Festival and others. He said, what do you mean you can't get it? Criminal elements of the government are staging terror attacks as a pretext to take over society, just like we're seeing today. So he basically is a 9/11 truther, George Lucas. Love him or hate him, that's what he said. He said, just like we're seeing today. He said at the Cannes Film Festival, go look it up, it was all over the news. And the news still played dumb and said, we don't know what this means. But children knew. Palpatine, the senator, is attacking himself as a pretext to build up an internal army to deal with the outside threat, but then he ends up using that internal army to sweep away the old republic and establish a tyranny. And that's what Homeland Security is. It's the foreign banker takeover system that says it's here to keep you safe, and says it's here to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, while the globalists control Al-Qaeda publicly. They controlled it when they created it in 79. They controlled it when they ran it against the Russians, when they ran it against the Serbs, when they've run it against Middle Eastern governments that are secular but want to have their own sovereignty. They want to wreck those countries. And they've wrecked Egypt. They've wrecked Libya. They're wrecking Syria. And they are going to wreck every country in the region but Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia will be left standing. Because that's British intelligence created with Lawrence of Arabia. It's not just a movie. It's a true story. They went out and got the Bedouins, gave them a bunch of machine guns and hand grenades, and had them take over the equivalent of one of about 7 countries, and they called it Saudi Arabia. Because oil had been discovered there by Anglo-American Oil and the other big ones, Standard Oil. And this is all mainline history. This is not a secret. It's not something that people, you know, don't know who are informed. It's not debatable. It's like saying the Atlantic Ocean is to the east of the eastern seaboard. The Pacific Ocean is to the west of the Pacific seaboard. Okay? I mean, it's like saying the Pacific is the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic is the Atlantic Ocean, and the sun comes up in the morning. It is not a debate. There it is, Egypt. Al-Qaeda flag raised above U.S. Embassy in Cairo. Boom, there's the headline. Al-Qaeda flags raised over Libya, over the courthouses, all over Libya, in Tripoli, you name it, in Benghazi. They're now raising the Al-Qaeda flags, attacking on 3 sides, out of Jordan, out of Turkey, and other areas, pouring in with U.S. and British and Israeli troops, openly training Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the main group. They're more than half the fighters. Going in, literally chopping everybody's heads off, blowing up mosques, blowing up churches, blowing up everything, threatening to kill people's family if they won't go, suicide bomb. This is what our government is. Our government is a group of lawless crooks who think that you're in a complete trance and won't even notice what's happening. They think you're so dumb, ladies and gentlemen. And there's going to be spillover while these crazed psychos, mercenaries, are just dumped into these countries. You're going to see U.S. ambassadors and people killed because that's the plan. It's meant to get out of hand. Now you've got this movie. There probably isn't even a movie. Paul Watson's got an article on it. It's just a trailer. Just like, what was it, 5 years ago? They had the Prophet Muhammad cartoons and all these neocon-controlled newspapers in Europe ran it to antagonize the Muslims. And sure, it's wrong that you know, some of the Muslims can't deal with free speech. That's not a debate I'm having. The point is, it was meant to antagonize. It was artificially done. And now they're doing it again. Remember when France, large parts of it, burned when the Muslim population, what is it, 30% of France went out and then other hooligans joined, large young Muslim population in burning and raping and other forms of rapine, all of that. And now we've got the Israeli flags being burned. We've got the American flags being burned. We've got Al-Qaeda flags going up. We've got all this happening. And I've been telling you, with our guest, who've worked for the NSA, you name it, like Wayne Madsen, who's gone to Syria, gone to Libya, Webster Tarpley, who's gone to both places. Tarpley went to cities where people were being shot down the street from where he was at. I mean, Tarpley's a wild man. The point is, and this was all, I'm going to get Tarpley on tomorrow, by the way. This was all predicted here on this show. Because it's not hard to predict. It is a clash of civilizations. They are getting ready for a worldwide financial meltdown and to have a giant war to distract everyone while that happens. I mean, look at this. U.S. sends two warships to Libyan coast. Fox News. Consulate attack. NATO stooge ludicrously points finger at Gaddafi loyalist. Here's the key article by Paul Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Is Mohammed movie a contrived fraud? I've looked at it, yes. I mean, the way they promote it, going, rich Jews gave us $5 million to make this. The way the press release is written, the way no one knows who's behind it, it's meant to antagonize the Muslims. It's meant to antagonize, you know, kind of their wild redneck version of Muslims. To go out and say, you're not going to insult my God. I mean, it is pure manipulation, and the Muslims are taking the bait 110%. I mean, here's this PSYOP thing. It's like Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of the ADL, you know, becomes an Al-Qaeda leader and gets up there and says all this stuff, and then they upload his videos in the same video format with the Al-Qaeda bug and the Pentagon-funded Intel Center bug. That means it was produced the same place. Pentagon produced it. Of course they did. Intel Center's admittedly a Pentagon spinoff. It's got the adjunct of Rumsfeld under it. So that's what's going on. And so it's not even this film on YouTube. It's that the media is like, this film on YouTube's going to make the Muslims mad. Here, let's show you, you know, all this stuff putting down the Prophet Muhammad. And then it starts. And now Obama won't meet with Benjamin Netanyahu, but he'll meet with the head of the Muslim Brotherhood. All meant for everyone to go, oh, Israel's all by themselves, Israel, and look, they're burning our embassies down and killing our ambassadors. We've got to hit Iran. And the media knows the public's so dumbed down, they're now saying Iran is behind Al-Qaeda when it's NATO and Saudi Arabia literally arming and landing them. It's now in the news. Iran did it. Oh, Iran did it to our embassy. Oh, Iran has to be attacked. And people in our country and Europe are just like, well, that's their brown. Kill them. They did it. I mean, a pure and total setup. And hey, they won't stop there. What's the new Army report put out that made news a month ago? They claim the Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. Oh, yes. There could be staged terror attacks, and they'll blame it on the Tea Party with Al-Qaeda. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. They don't care. They run Al-Qaeda, but then say Al-Qaeda's going to attack. They don't care. They announced they've killed the same jihadi sometimes 15 times over. They want to just confuse everything into a la-la land.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com. Secrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime, plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You see, when you understand that the globalists are waging war against humans, like they're an invading alien force from planet Pop-Tart, but they're not. But use that as the analogy. They want to destroy civilizations and only have high-tech reservations, high-security zones, mainly in rural areas, but also in megacities controlled by them. Because in their own words, they want the technology all for themselves. They want the life extension. And I've worked on this for 2 weeks with Paul Joseph Watson. I basically record stuff, send him links. He does his own research, so we collaborate a lot because I don't have time to sit down and write the whole article. The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. I want to thank Watson for all his help getting these ideas and research out. The Elite's Plan for the Future Doesn't Include You. Just went hot. Just went live. We maybe show this on TV for folks. If you're a radio listener, just go to InfoWars.com. The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. The Elite's Plan for the Future Doesn't Include You. Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. And it's got all the quotes, all the links, all of the admissions in it, many of the admissions. So very, very important information. We're going to be covering that more a little bit later. But please, like, let's red link that article. Please get that article and the first part in the series. This is the second part in the series. Yeah, we did one a few days ago, but it was so much we couldn't put it in one article. Get it out to people. Read it. I mean, if you care about the future, if you want to know what's going on, because the deeper we get down this road, the harder it's going to be to beat these people. They've thought this out well. They've moved slowly. They've adulterated the food, the water, the air. They've got their tech being wired into everything right now to surveil and control. They're already able to predict the future to a great extent with their data mining systems. I told you a decade ago and got laughed at because I read it in MIT documents that were public. Now it's in the mainstream news. They can predict the future. They know where you're going to get gas, where you're going to pull over and eat. They know what porn you're going to look at before you consciously do. They are watching your every move with AI supercomputers. And they do not have your future and your prosperity in mind. They want you dead. For the globalist, world government is only the beginning. They want you dead. They want you dead. See Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Now 6 years old, you want to understand it. And what is the endgame.com? I'm already ranting off into that area. But the globalists hate our troops. That's why they have them use DU weapons that they know will soft kill them. That's why they inject them with experimental vaccines they know don't protect them from anthrax and smallpox, but kill them on record until there's mass refusal. Then they have to back off. They don't care. Now they're just trying to make nurses take it in hospitals. All these jobs now where we need to put something in your body before you can work here, setting that precedent when Big Pharma and this whole system was set up by eugenicists. Is Muhammad movie a contrived fraud? Paul Joseph Watson. Bizarre story behind film that supposedly sparked Middle East unrest. An anti-Muslim film that has been blamed for the attacks on U.S. embassies in Egypt, Libya, and Yemen is likely a contrived fraud designed to stir up unrest in the Middle East while shielding the true reasons behind the murder of Ambassador Chris Stevens. And by the way, even the Jerusalem Post is saying this. Paul had his article out, and then I see this one here out today as well. And it says officials doubt anti-Islam film creator's identity. I mean, it looks low budget. We would do a better job in one take here. You've seen the joke videos we do of Cobra Commander and, you know, Don Corzine and stuff like that, John Corzine. I mean, they're calling this was made with $5 million by rich Jews. I mean, you can just see MI6, CIA, Mossad. I mean, I'm sure they were all involved in the production. It may be an outside merc group just laughing. Here, how do we stir these people up? Say we got $5 million from rich Jews. Meanwhile, they shot this on a blue screen, you know, on the back acres at Blaney, Virginia. I mean, this is such a low-budget piece of junk. $5 million my foot. Not even $5,000. I could go to the costume shop. I could recreate this today. I could go over to the costume shop, but so we don't stir the Muslims up, I could say I was, you know, playing the part of, Ooga Booga or something, but, you know, dress up that way and copy it word for word and have it out by tomorrow. For $500, renting the costumes. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then I can come out and say, we got $5 million from rich Jews. Yeah, the Jews don't like Muhammad. Yeah, here's the video. We're not going to say who made it. So we can cause the Muslims to go out and try to kill a bunch of Jews so we can have World War III. I mean, how obvious does this have to get? But again, this propaganda is all targeted at people who are in a unconscious, dreamlike state. Wake up! Come alive!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To spread his wings. And they're letting the radical Muslims, jihadi al-Qaeda's, have fun, murder some Christians, kill some Jews, blow up some mosques of Shiites, get a civil war between Shiites and Sunnis going, and then pump in some Western troops to get killed while you're at it, while the politicians sit back and say, see, the TSA needs to be at highway checkpoints because al-Qaeda works with the Tea Party. That's what the Army's being taught. If you're a new listener going, what? Just type in Army training plan predicts Tea Party insurgency. And in it, oh, the Tea Party, those evil people that want freedom and lower taxes, pro-family, Oh, they're with Al-Qaeda. Absolutely amazing to have all this going on. Toll-free number to join us. Are you concerned about these issues? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You know, you see how people like Obama, he gets the peace prize. He's against war. But there's more wars under him than under Bush. They just don't call them war. They call it love bombs, humanitarian help. Oh, Al-Qaeda's lining up the black Libyans and blowing their heads off. Oh, they're killing the Muslim minority groups. Oh, they're killing the Christians. Isn't it just cute? Oh, they're blowing up churches. Isn't it just cute? Isn't it just fun? All of this going on. While telling you, we've got to search at the airport because Al-Qaeda might be in there, might be in your carry-on luggage, might be in your underwear. But, oh, our government funds Al-Qaeda. And now we knew that this was coming. DHS warns Muslim Brotherhood and Iran forming new terror axis. The Muslim Brotherhood is working with Iran. Really? Even though the two groups have been at loggerheads. And then it continues here. We have reports coming out from CNN, you name it, where Obama is to meet with the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, but not with Benjamin Netanyahu. So Al-Qaeda is working with Iran, which is totally made up and ridiculous. Iran is Shiite. They're Sunni. And now the group that DHS says is working with Iran is meeting with Obama. No, it's the other way around. And again, I'm not saying Iran's good either. It's just the globalists are playing all sides off against each other, just like they're playing it off against our country and Europe as well to take everybody's liberties. Oh, but here it is. U.S. deploys drones, destroyers, and hunt for killers of Americans in Libya. Oh, they've got to invade Libya and have to deal with the Al-Qaeda that they gave weapons in Benghazi a year and a half ago, and the U.S. Special Forces trained. Oh, isn't that just special? And there's more violent protest, more American flags being burned down, and people are just kind of halfway paying attention, and they think, oh, well, everything's fine, everything's okay. Because at least the government is taking our liberties to keep us safe from Iran and that dirty Al-Qaeda. Because those of us that are informed have to remember that this is cartoonish to us and over-the-top ridiculous. But to the general public, if you know your state's capital, they think you're showing off. The general public, if you know how to tie your shoelaces, you're a valedictorian. The general public, if you don't drool while seated, you know, they see you as, I mean, literally, I see wannabe intellectuals with newspapers in public showing off that they're reading newspapers or showing off that, you know, that's like upper crust. If you know the three branches of government, oh my gosh, you're like some type of brainiac. And these so-called executives and people I run into, they watch the news, they regurgitate the talking points and then feel like they're smart instead of actually knowing that itself is a spectrum of disinformation. So the general public doesn't even watch the news and has no idea even what's going on. They just see some brown people burning American flags and, you know, are told TSA needs to fondle them to make sure everything's safe. And then you've got people that actually watch the news who think they're real informed. And that's a bunch of deceptive, twisted pap. And then you've got, you know, the kind of the politico types who are just jockeying for political control and to climb the ladder. And then you got those of us that are informed and just don't want to be slaves. So it's on, folks. U.S. sends two warships to Libyan coast to deal with the Al-Qaeda they put in charge. And there's now 10,000 missiles missing, as you know, with 2,000 of them heat-seeking or radar-guided. And, oh, we got to have checkpoints on the highways now. They're actually saying that. Well, the TSA needs to have checkpoints randomly because there's some missiles loose. We need to search all your vehicles because we gave missiles to Al-Qaeda. And the average person hearing that can't even find Libya on a map. I've seen jaywalking episodes where people can't even find the U.S. on a world map if it doesn't have the name on it. I mean, it is a joke. It is a joke what this country's turned into. And it's television. You turn on television, all of it is a destructive message. The new normal. And people are like, oh, don't you be anti alternative lifestyle. That isn't even on my radar screen. But you know what? My kids can't watch television because you want to confuse them. Every time I turn the television on at night to see what's on, it's anti-male, anti-family, pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-big government. They're to screw people up. Trying to make sure that people get confused. Trying to make sure. And what did the government documents, Club of Rome and others, said? They said they would promote homosexuality and all this and in the family so no one had families to stand together. And so that the government could control new coalitions of government families and sexual orientation families that is then refereed by the system. And so you don't have children, so you reduce population. I mean, Europe can't even have 1.3 children for every two adults. They're dying. Russia can't even have 1.2 children. Japan can't even have 1.3. Italy's down to, what, 1.1? All the old cultures are absolutely dying by design. Because people are taught, oh no, have fun. You'll be fulfilled. Don't have children. Don't get married. Or if you do, marriage is hellish. Children are horrible. Old people are gross. Don't take care of your parents. Euthanize them. When meanwhile, family and children and the true order of human development on this planet is what is fulfilling. It's everything. All the blessings are right there. And the statistics show it. These people that follow the alternative lifestyles, they have the lowest life expectancy. They have the highest suicide rates. They are in living neurotic hells. I don't sit there and hate you because of what you do sexually. I am angry at the globalist for going in and trying to program you and putting chemicals in your food that in thousands of studies cause every mammal species to become bisexual. And then the media gets mad about that and runs the national stories about Alex Jones says juice boxes make you gay. Actually, I said juice boxes give you breast cancer and testicular cancer because they cause them to artificially age. And of course, now that's all admitted, but it was in the studies. You see, this is chemical warfare. Am I upset that amphibians have two sexual organs once they're exposed to this? Is it because I'm freaked out by the sexual organs of a frog? No, I'm not freaked out by the sex. It's not, oh my gosh, oh, I'm this square who... No, I know scientifically that the amphibians and the fish and other species are getting cancer and having multiple sexes and becoming sexually confused. There's another article, lead found in juice boxes in high levels. You need microscopic amounts of lead and things and mercury, but that's if it's bound in a natural form, not the artificial forms. It's like the fluoride they put in the water has been manipulated to where it's totally acidic and literally thousands of times more powerful. What is it? They removed an electron. But I'm already digressing here, ladies and gentlemen. They count on your ignorance to sell you this evil. Okay, continuing here, my friends, we got Jesse Ventura coming up. We have a lot of other important news that we're going to be getting to here today. Again, here's that headline. Unreal. Obama invites Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood president to meet next week, refuses to meet Netanyahu. Again, this is to get the Muslims stirred up as much as possible to have the green light, the radical ones, to just literally burn and pillage the Middle East. And then everybody will say, oh, we got to go in. We got to hit Iran. I mean, it's just all a bunch of theater right on time. And no one will even remember or point out that Western governments got this started, got the Arab Spring going, and Tunisia, you name it, stirred the whole thing up from the beginning. Here's another headline from Michael Snyder at Infowars.com. Thanks again, Obama. The terrorists you use to topple regimes are now attacking our embassies. Well, yeah, all part of the media theater, all part of the manipulation. Now, coming up later in the broadcast, we have a special report. Is Ron Paul going to run for governor of Texas? Our very own reporter, David Ortiz, is going to be investigating that. We also have Jakari Jackson's report on federally funded blood-taking checkpoints popping up everywhere. He went down and interviewed the local police on that subject. And Dan Benanti goes out and talks to Americans on the streets of Austin about their knowledge of the Constitution. All of that will air here on the broadcast today after Jesse Ventura joins us. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Tim in Maine. You're on the air, Tim. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? First, I'd like to say I'm a big fan. I really enjoy your show. And I have a suggestion, an idea that Ron Paul shouldn't run for governor. We should do a write-in campaign. You, your listeners, everybody we can get in touch with, just write Ron Paul's name in. If nothing else, if we can't get him as president, it'll show him that we're not stupid. We don't want to want your choices anymore. We want our choices.
Now, I hear you. Listen, did you hear me ask callers if what their take is on the attempt to start World War III?
I did not.
Okay, I appreciate your call. I appreciate that. Again, we don't screen your calls, but sometimes I say, hey, we're opening the phones up. I said like five times. What's your take on the situation in the Middle East? Do people realize the magnitude, the scale of the fact that this is meant to bring in Russia and others? I mean, this is a big deal. World economy imploding, all of it. Hyperinflation starting to raise its head. I'm going to go back to your calls. I'm not mad at the caller. Since you bring it up, let's just digress now. Hell, we know nobody's going to call in about World War III anyways. Nobody cares about that. Here's the deal. I initially, whenever Rand Paul endorsed Romney, enthusiastically got really upset. And it was because I'd watched Jesse Benton behind the scenes not go after Romney, and that's now been admitted by Doug Weed, you know, top of the campaign, that was Jesse Benton's decision. Jesse Benton can hardly talk, folks. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just that, I mean, he's not that smart. But Jesse Benton said so. And again, you got to blame Ron Paul in the final equation for that, okay? Because really, I've just got to be honest about this. I'm done talking about Ron Paul. I'm done talking about any of it. I still think they're good guys overall. I think, you know, Rand's doing some good work in the Senate overall. But if people call in about Ron Paul, you're not going to get the responses you've got from me in the past, okay? I just don't want to go there with me, okay? Because I know too much, all right? And I don't – see, I already said mean things about Jesse Benton. He doesn't matter. I said 2 weeks ago, you watch, he's going to go work for the mainline Republican Party, because I knew that from inside, okay? And now it's all over the news today that he's going to work for Mitch McConnell. So he basically, though, was just a scapegoat and an excuse for everything that went on. We've seen the video of it, Paul Fest, that was snubbed by the Pauls and everybody. We've seen the footage where Peter Schiff shows people the text from Jesse Benton saying, don't go to Paul Fest, it's extremist. And that's what I can't handle. It's one thing if the Pauls kind of get married off to the Republican establishment and try to influence it towards libertarianism and freedom in some way. I get all that to a certain extent. You can debate it either way. But the Jesse Benton talking and acting like the Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL, the things I've known have gone on behind the scenes the last few years, and all the things that happened. It's just very sad to see, after all this great work Ron Paul's done and that we've done supporting him, patriots out there, to just kind of see Campaign for Liberty and the whole political list of donors, because I now get solicitations from neocons. The list is out there. Has been given pretty much a list of my listeners, because back 4 years ago, Ron Paul said on this show, half his donations and support came from this show. And it's not that, oh, I'm out in the cold or something because I don't, you know, just fall down and worship Mitt Romney. Because Ron Paul and them, they lose not being supported by you, by us. It's just that it's the headlong lust to call us extremists and behind the scenes, you know, try to sabotage Paul Fest. And then to see all those families, 10,000 plus people show up and all those rock bands and people out there pathetically worshiping Ron Paul, and they didn't even show up. And then Jesse Benton's calling him extremist. And then Jesse Benton goes to work for Mitch McConnell. Here's the Washington Post today, Mitch McConnell hires Ron Paul aide to run his campaign. We're committed to running a presidential-level campaign in Kentucky, and that starts with a presidential campaign manager, McConnell said in a statement. Jesse is literally the best in the business at building an organization conservative grassroots movement. No, he's not. He's the best at going on my show and other libertarian and constitutional shows and getting our money and our support. And now he's taking that list over to the Republican Party and Mitch McConnell. That's what went on. Now, I'm done talking about this, and I'm not going to talk about Ron Paul anymore. When people call him with stars in their eyes, I'm about to throw up on the radio, okay? So just please don't do it. Don't do it. In fact, I know a lot more, folks, and I'm not going there. I want to forget about it. Okay? I want to forget about it. And just, I like the Constitution. I like the Bill of Rights. I like people that support it. The Pauls got starstruck. Ron Paul got old. Whatever. They sailed off of the sunset. And they're hooked up with the Republican Party. And Jesse Benton's a genius. And I'm an extremist. Okay? And you're an extremist. And all those families at Paul Fest are scum. I'm going to stand with those families. Okay? Okay, that's who I'm with. I'm with the American people, not with Mitch McConnell. We'll be right back. I'm not going to crawl up his rear end.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Ron Paul issues. I want to do it professionally in a taped, prepackaged, you know, focused news piece. And I don't really see even any good in that because Ron Paul and Rand Paul are not our enemies. They're our friends overall. But if somebody I don't know does me wrong, it's not personal. I don't get upset. That's just life. When we've worked and been passionate and defended and done so much for someone, and to watch them really turn their back on the liberty movement, but rope-a-dope, keep everybody going along like he was going to be president when Rand was already announcing, you know, 5 months ago that it was a done deal. Last time he was on this show, that things had already been decided. It was all just an exercise in capitalizing on a political list and raising money. And again, the whole thing piloted by Jesse Benton, but I can't morally just blame it on him. But then to see the venom towards Paul Fest, which was pretty milquetoast, a lot of mainline people there, you know, Lou Rockwell, folks like that there, Peter Schiff, you name it, and then to not have Ron Paul at that and not even have him show up, and then to learn Benton was calling them all extremists. It's just to know the people that brought Ron Paul to the party, brought Rand Paul to the party. I mean, I encouraged off-air and on-air Rand to run back when he was here in Austin visiting and didn't even have any politicos with him, you know, years before he even ran. I remember interviewing Rand Paul when his dad was running for Congress 17 years ago when he was running again for Congress. He'd been out of Congress. And I remember interviewing him when he was out there, you know, promoting his dad. I remember interviewing him 10 years ago. It's just to see people totally become plastic and political, and then to have Benton calling us extremists, it's an insult. It's like, man, that's really nasty. I mean, I kind of understand going and trying to influence the Republicans and merging with that power structure, thinking you can work from within. I don't really agree with that overall, but I get it. I can forgive you that. But the nastiness, we don't see this type of nastiness except out of Democrats towards libertarians and constitutionalists and people. And kind of using ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, talking points, and now he works for Mitch McConnell. And McConnell's like, oh, we're hiring him because Jesse's the best. Really, Jesse's the best? You mean he's got the Ron Paul list of contributors and email addresses? And Jesse probably believes he's really this darling and, oh, Jesse, you're so smart. Here, come run our Senate campaign. So it's all about, as I said months ago, Jesse Benton being this big politico and this big star and all about him married to Ron Paul's granddaughter. So the Ron Paul revolution had to get derailed to a great extent because some punk married Ron Paul's granddaughter. I'm done. Don't call my show, folks, about Ron Paul. I don't ever want to hear about him again, okay? We don't ask him on the show. We don't want him on the show. Go hang out with your Republicans, because Ron Paul, I know you know about all this. I'm done. You don't want us? We don't want you, okay? We don't need you. We're not going to compromise. I needed to sell out. I got an opportunity 10 years ago to beat Glenn Beck. You understand that? Stupid book. I turned down the biggest publishers in the country of book deals. All of it. It's all crud. All of it. They're about to start World War III. They're bringing in a world government. They got cameras in school bathrooms nationwide. I don't want to hear about Ron Paul ever again.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.